Mullen came yesterday to talk to an audience at the National Press Club that had shown up to hear about creating more flexible work environments. He expected at least some skepticism from the crowd.
Some of you might wonder, well, you know, why is the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff here today? In one sense, it's a welcome break from Egypt.
He, of course, works for an organization that's known for a top-down, by-the-book, regimented structure. But the organizers of yesterday's event, the Society of Human Resource Management and the Families and Work Institute, say he's a genuine believer in the notion that more flexible workplace practices turn out to yield more successful organizations. Mullen says creating a more flexible workplace in DOD is a strategic imperative to the nation as a whole. If the military doesn't pull it off, he says, it's not keeping up with private sector and civilian agencies who are.
People ask me about the future of our military. I only use one metric. We're the most combat-hardened, capable force we've ever been. And those young captains, those young 25 to 35-year-olds and majors and their families, if we keep the right ones in, our military is going to be fine for decades to come. And the opposite is true as well. And they have choices because they're so incredibly capable.
Mullen didn't give any details on how the military would create a more flexible environment, but he says the approach should be centered around a philosophy that allows military members to keep their families at the center of their lives. He says the need for new thinking in that area has been hammered home by the military's experience over the last 10 years. In that time, a generation of kids have seen a mother or father sent away on multiple deployments to Iraq, Afghanistan, or both. Some of the least flexible work environments one can imagine.
We've got 15-year-old kids, one of the ways I try to highlight this, who from the beginning of the time that they started to understand what their parents did, their whole life has been at war. I've got 18, 19-year-olds who were 10 when it started, now went off to college this year or last year, and don't really know their parents that well because mom or dad, mostly dad, has been away for at least 50% of that time.
Mullen says DOD has been behind the curve on 21st century workplace management, but it needs to catch up. Again, he didn't give any clues on how he thinks the military should do that, but he thinks the military has a real problem when it comes to holding on to people who love their work but don't want to make their work their only priority.
I can't tell you the number of young women that have come up to me over the course of the last 20 years and said, great place, love the work, but I'm going to go start a family. And it's that message is still out there. Quite frankly, and we certainly recognize the requirement for flexibility, but we're not where we need to be.
At least some parts of DOD have made some headway on work-life balance issues, though. The Navy won 10 awards last year from the same folks who organized yesterday's event, the Alfred P. Sloan Award for Workplace Flexibility. Belinda Pinckney just retired as a Brigadier General overseeing the Army's programs for morale and well-being for families. She says the Navy's programs can serve as an example for the rest of the services.
In the Army, given the fact that, you know, we are serving multiple deployments, back-to-back deployments, I think more so now than ever, it is having talked to so many different mothers and military women and men, there is a need to have a strategy to bring all of them to the table.
Things like unscheduled leave and telework obviously don't work very well for most service members in war zones, but Pinckney tells Federal News Radio there are plenty of DOD positions that can start to incorporate new thinking.
There are several jobs. When people aren't deployed, I mean, they're in the admin areas. Those type jobs don't necessarily have to be done, you know, in the workplace. They can be done from anywhere. So taking an inventory of all of the jobs, looking at those that would lend themselves, that takes a lot of work, but I think we have to get to that point.
Admiral Mullen was one of several speakers at yesterday's event, announcing a partnership between the Society of Human Resource Management and the Families and Work Institute. Those two groups say they'll develop and share research on why more flexible workplaces are good for workers and whoever they happen to be working for, whether it's private or public. Brent Ryan is CEO of Dallas-based tax services firm Ryan LLC. He says organizations shouldn't look at flexible workplaces as just another recruiting or retention tool.
I'm a rabid capitalist. I didn't go down this path just to provide another employee benefit. I wanted to make money.
And he says his company's emphasis on workplace flexibility tracked right along with increased financial performance, driven by more satisfied, effective employees.
Voluntary turnover was 18.5%. We reduced it in 2009 to 6.5%. Our total turnover rate, which was 22.9%, which is good in the financial services industry, we reduced to a total of 13.3%, a dramatic decrease in turnover. And after all, these are the most talented people we can recruit. We want to keep them.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.